Welcome back, everybody, to the We Are Adult Show, brought to you by Hoppyhead Productions. I am your host, Sean. Danny, this is the greatest show ever.
The greatest show ever?
April Fool's.
April Fool's, exactly.
It's going to be the worst. It's going to be the worst.
Is that an April Fool's?
We'll see.
I just know, don't believe anything you read on the internet.
That is fair. It's all fake news.
Yes, it's Donald Trump's favorite day. It's fake news day.
Yeah, one of my favorite pranks that I've read so far is a fun fact about the Bills, Danny. Somebody argued that the Bills are doing very well, you know, winning Super Bowls. You know, Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells. There was a lot of laughter, unless you were a Bills fan. Then it was like, damn it, what the, all sadness.
Well, I mean, the Bills fan would respond to the way Bills fans do, is just get really drunk in a parking lot and try to jump through a folding table that's on fire.
I mean, it's less painful than watching the Bills.
Yes, exactly. They don't want to watch the game so much, they just want to get drunk in the parking lot and then try to injure themselves to go home.
Pretty much. I haven't seen anything too crazy on the internet besides that one. That was the best thing I've seen so far today.
Yeah, I haven't gone on ThinkGeek's website yet, because they usually have a couple of good April Fool's products.
Mm-hmm.
And then one year they came out with something, and everyone's like, what the fuck, dude, I want to buy that. And so they ended up selling it, and it was the I lost the name of it, but that furry beast thing in Star Wars that Luke cuts his arm off. Because he was hanging upside down in the ice. Then basically made a throw rug / blanket of that thing's fur.
Oh, the...
with its face.
Oh, that monster.
Yes. I know I'm going to get called out by Star Wars fans, but... come at me, bro.
I mean, Danny, you have Star Wars shit tattooed on you. I mean, you should do better than this.
I probably should, but, you know. Not every podcast... can start out great. We'll finish strong.
You only care about the original ones. I guess that doesn't help the point.
that doesn't help. I only care about, yes, exactly. I only care about the original trilogy.
But I mean, they came out so long ago. You were probably in grade school.
Things about the original trilogy. Know all the characters' names. Know all the things, except for that guy, cave guy.
Princess Bunhead.
Yeah, this armless cave guy. Who was really doing nothing, man. It just sucks, dude, that Luke had to cut off his arm and probably just condemned him to a slow death.
Probably. He's like, oh, my arm. At least he was surrounded by ice, so that way it wouldn't die out. He could probably get it back on.
Maybe. But the heat and the laser from the lightsaber cauterized all the wounds, so I think it pretty much killed that chances.
I'm pretty sure that if they just put him in that weird tank, that he'd be okay. I mean, it worked out for Luke in the end.
Well, he didn't get his hand back.
That's true.
I mean, that's one of my favorite, memes from The Force Awakens. It was, when Rey brought Luke his lightsaber, and he's like, there was a hand. Did you happen to see that, too? So, Sean, I think I discovered, thanks to Andrew, one of the lovely employees at La Bodega, one of the greatest shots and or cocktails ever.
Oh boy, what is it?
So there's a distillery based in San Marcos called Screwball, but with a K, because they're wacky. They make a peanut butter whiskey.
Okay.
That's actually amazing. I've told people about it, and they kind of wince, it's gonna hurt them.
Yes.
And it's actually super amazing. But then Andrew recommended to buy a bottle of Chambord to go with it, which is a black raspberry liqueur.
Okay, I like where this is going.
So it was a legit delicious peanut butter and jelly drink.
Nice. So you're sipping on this cocktail?
Not today, no.
Oh.
I had that over the weekend.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so like the whiskey is like 35%, but there's no burn. Like the peanut butter mellows out the burn.
Mm-hmm.
So you just get, you get a little bit of heat, but you get some caramel and some peanut butter, and then you do that jelly in there. Oh man, so good. Fantastic. Unless you have a peanut allergy, then it might, you know, even then it might be worth it to use an EpiPen to get the delicious drink.
Take a ride on the wambulance.
Well, if you have your EpiPen with you, I don't think you need an ambulance. It's just if you're dumb and forget it at home. Then if that's the case, then you deserve to die.
Seems a bit extreme, but we'll go with that.
I don't know enough about reasons, justifications of people dying. No, but what I am drinking today is a Swiss beer. It's handcrafted in Switzerland.
Is it a Swiss Army beer?
No, it's an ale matured in oak barrel. It's a very limited edition beer, Sean.
Okay.
And I should have waited. I didn't read the bottle until after I opened it, but it said that its complexity will increase with age.
Hmm.
And it comes in at a whopping 11%.
Nice.
And it even has its ingredients, Sean.
So you opened it too soon.
Maybe. I don't know. It's actually pretty good. It's a little darker than a normal, like, Belgian or Swiss beer, but it's it has Swiss mountains spring water, barley malts, sugar, hop yeast, and I'm supposed to appreciate it between 61 and 64 degrees.
Fair enough.
Which it's like 80 outside, so I don't know if I should be drinking it because it's too hot.
Well, you had it in the fridge, right?
It's a joke.
I'm just making sure, man.
Hey,
I know you.
I keep everything in the fridge.
Sometimes I'm just surprised that you could fit more beer in that fridge.
Well, I have been drinking some.
You've been making room.
I've been making
room for new inquiries.
Yes. Yes, but I would read you more about it, but it's all in Swiss writing. Mise en barrique de vin rouge valencien le 22 juillet 2016. Mm. Mise in bouteille. So it was bottled. I'm guessing it was brewed in July of 2016 and bottled in December of 2017.
Gotcha.
Mise in bouteille le 11 December 2017.
Why would you say that about your mother, Danny? That's rude.
Especially since she died. And actually, I could have just read the slide tag because in English it said brewed in 2016, bottled in 2017.
Reading's hard.
I wanted to impress our listener. See, man thing out there. I just wanted to impress him with my fancy, and maybe Mr. Chavo. I don't know if he listens anymore, but yeah, our listener or two. There's literally a dozen of them.
He's man thing is just going to keep replaying that. Like, oh, draw me like one of your Swiss girls, Daniel.
Just covered in chocolate. And blonde. I'll be your Swiss miss.
And then later.
I don't know why I said it with a southern accent, but it happened.
Especially since he's not in the south.
Neither is Switzerland. Apparently I was imitating, I was doing my Swiss imitation of, what's his name in Tombstone when he says, I'll be your Huckleberry.
Oh boy,
Val Kilmer and Tombstone. But instead, that was my impersonation of Val Kilmer and Tombstone if he was a Swiss girl. Yes. So, anyways, you mentioned that you had a delicious beer as well.
I do. Well, I don't know if it's delicious. I haven't tried it yet. I hope so. It is a sour though from Urban Artifact called Side Rule. It's a chocolate raspberry goose. I'm pretty excited. It says in English, Daniel, this ghost is brewed with 750 pounds of raspberries, 150 pounds of cocoa nibs, 10 pounds of sea salt, 1 pound of coriander, 30 grams of vanilla beans. Get that metric shit out of here.
Then it's not all in English.
Yeah, per 30 barrel batch. So... cheers. Let's see how this is.
Prost.
That's very Wow, that's very interesting. Because you get, like, it's still a sour, right? So,
yes.
Like, my mind was kind of drifting, like, it would be, like, a sweet stout or a porter.
Right. Looks can be Looks can be deceiving, and then even, maybe even the smell. You might have smelled the raspberries, but it's...
Yeah, you definitely have to take a couple sips to start getting... Like, the first flavor, you like, when you take it, you just get sour. And then, like, the more you drink of it, like, that sour taste goes away, and you start to, like... Because it's not like a sweet chocolate taste, you know what I mean?
No, cacao is usually kind of that, like, dark, bitter chocolate.
Yeah, so it's like a raspberry with this dark chocolate kind of looming taste behind the sour.
Nice. It sounds pretty good, actually. It sounds like something I would probably partake in.
Oh, yeah, see, that's fantastic. My mouth, after you, like, drink it, you get the mouthful of, like, dark chocolate. It's like, it's super solid.
So basically what you're saying is if you just take the tip, it's sour, but if you just take it all, then it gets a little bit chocolatier. that's what I understood and heard.
Something like that. I love the recycle. On the can it says, be rational, recycle.
At least it didn't say use common sense, because that's not so common anymore, and not very many people would get to recycle that can.
Yeah, the brewery's down in Cincinnati, actually.
Nice. We might have to make a field trip to the Natty.
To the Natty. Go watch some Red games. Maybe or some Bangles. Tigers. I mean, the last time the one time you were out here, we had a chance to watch the Browns and the Bengals, and your comment was, you don't remember.
No, I don't remember. That was a long time ago.
I don't want to pay that much money to see a high school game.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what I said. But then we also looked, and I think we could have got tickets for like $10.
I mean, it was pretty cheap.
Cheaper than a high school game.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I think it would have cost more for one beer than the tickets to get in.
Probably. It's probably where they get all their money, from all the beer. They have to pay to really drowse out those memories.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm here. I just need to watch this memory from my brain.
So, Daniel, I went back to Casual Pint this past weekend.
Yes.
Which is a fantastic place. I know we talked about it a long time ago. But they're definitely...
We should always plug fantastic places when we get the chance.
Exactly. They have 36 beers on tap. There is no commercialized beer. I take it back. There is a little bit of commercialized beer. Like, you know, there's like Lagunitas and, you know, a couple of the sellouts. But there's no... But you can't get a Bud Light there.
Okay.
So you can't get any of that shit. The cool thing too is though, it's so you could do, you know, you could they have all, you could basically get crowlers and growlers of almost everything. Some of the more rare items are harder to get, but there's a lot less like local Toledo brews in there. They've kind of spread out and they've gotten more like random stuff on tap. I had a raspberry sour, and then I had a butter pecan. Porter. Both of those were super good. And then I had a build your own six pack. I don't know what it is, Danny, but I am super into the coffee stout, coffee porter game, or a sour right now. Like that's the two beers I'm going after.
Okay, I can see that. I mean,
it's like a weird rage.
Right. Well, because I'm into, you know, right now I'm into like hazy IPAs and farmhouse ales. Mm. Like saisons, and like the one I'm drinking now is a farmhouse ale.
Saison. Hee-haw.
Yes.
But no, if you're ever in Toledo, you should definitely stop by the Casual Pint and have yourself a pint.
Casually.
Casually. Sip it
have
down.
Yourself a, casually have yourself a pint. Mm-hmm. Or 10.
Exactly.
Just make sure you don't go on a busy time, because those like two or three Uber drivers are going to be occupied. You might have to wait a while.
At least you have something to do while you're waiting.
You just drink more. Order or just pour, get yourself a fresh pour and then schedule your Uber. And by the time you finish it, you might have time to order a second one before your Uber shows up.
Exactly.
Just make sure you check your information on your Uber.
Exactly.
You don't want to be one of those dumbasses that gets in the wrong car because they didn't check to see, like, match the car or the license plate or the driver.
Your car says Uber, sir. Just take me home, okay?
Please. Right. Or sometimes people don't even look for the Uber. They just see, like, one of the car that people generally uses Ubers, like Priuses or whatever, and try to get in. Well, I called an Uber, and they said it's on its way. And it's like, yeah, but I don't even work for Uber. Get the fuck away from me, crazy person.
Get out of my car. Please! Yes. Help! Help! Where's my rape whistle?
I know. Is that the whistle you blow to keep away rapists, or the ones to attract rapists, like a dog whistle?
Shoo them away. I don't want them to come by.
Oh, okay. not at that moment, huh?
No, pretty much. I am pretty sad, though, Danny. I got a call this morning, buddy. So I got a bonus. My company gives out bonuses, so I got one. So I bought a new toy. I know I kind of post on the Facebook chat, and it's an electric kettle, so I could brew inside. And it also, because it's electric, it has a temperature control gauge to control the temperature of the wort when you're steeping the grain or when you're boiling.
Right.
So I'm super excited. And I bought the fancy one that comes with a pump. So it pulls, like, the hot wort from the bottom, and it puts it on top, so that way it has a better circulation and temperature throughout the whole batch. But after I ordered it yesterday, I got a call today that it is on back order until late June.
Damn, son.
Yeah, I'm super bummed. I was looking at the other sites to see if I can't, like, cancel my order, get my order money back, and order it somewhere else, but no go everywhere. It must be, like, a really popular model or something, because it is, like, sold out everywhere.
I mean, I would be kind of surprised. I would expect it to be more, like, sold out during the winter when people can't go outside to brew, so they have to stay inside.
Yeah, true. But yes, but alas, my I have to wait almost 3 months for my new toy.
Aw, that sucks.
Oh, I know. I know. I just have to. I guess when I brew beer in the next week or so, I'm gonna just have to do it old school status.
Exactly. You have to, like, do it a few more times the old school way, so that you can at least appreciate what you have when you get it.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, I know neither of us have seen Us, but I'm pretty sure we both have seen Get Out, correct?
Get Out.
Movie? Never mind. I'm
blanking.
Incorrectly. It's the Jordan Peele directed movie where the black guy has a white girlfriend, he goes to visit them, and horror and or comedy ensue.
Oh, yes, I remember. We talked about this movie.
Yes, we did, quite a while ago. But apparently he was doing publicity for the movie that's in theaters currently, Us. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the question is, because they don't play the question. The internet just plays his answer.
But one way to skew an answer.
Yes. So, I can only assume he was asked about having the leads in both his movies, you know, or all of his movies was probably how it was asked. They were black actors.
Mm-hmm.
And he replied, I don't see myself casting white actors or actresses in the lead roles of my movies because I've already seen that movie. To which the internet replied, wait, Jordan Peele isn't going to cast white people in his movies? He's racist.
Oh, boy.
To which everyone, like, with common sense replied, well, haven't you seen, like, Get Out? Because that movie was, like, 80% white people.
Yeah.
And even Us. Like, the two main people, like, there's the main characters that are the one black family, and then there's their friends that they're vacationing with, the white family.
Mm-hmm.
So there's at least, I would say, 50%, but because I guess the black family's in there twice, that brings it down to a third of the characters are white.
Okay.
And not only that, but apparently the old lady that Brie Larson punches out in Captain Marvel on the bus is in the movie.
Okay.
So now, like, all these internet people are talking about how they'll never watch another Jordan Peele movie again because he's a racist.
Are these the people that aren't going to buy gas on a certain day?
No, they're the ones that are boycotting Star Wars because Rey is a Mary Jane, and they're going to boycott Captain Marvel because she said mean things, and they don't think that women belong in certain places.
Women.
Women. Then you should only, you know, you don't need to respect women. If you do, then you're a cuck soy boy. Which, apparently, Sean, you do one of the things that is a common attribute of the quote-unquote soy boy, even though you're not one.
Oh,
only
man.
Because you don't consume soy products heavily.
Hmm.
But that that smile thing where your head's kind of looking up and your mouth is open, that like mouth open smile that you do sometimes, apparently that's a common trait of cucks and or soy boys.
Got you.
You're a beta male, Sean, according to them, is what I'm saying.
Oh, no. I'm so sad.
And not like a cool beta fish, because those fight. You're just a beta male.
It's okay.
You don't care about what some random douche on the internet says?
No, not really.
No?
I think I live a pretty stellar life, so I mean, I guess, if this is one of the things I'm going to have to suffer through, I guess I'll just find a way to get through it, Daniel.
I'm sure you will. You'll persevere, huh? You'll just take your white privilege and sit in the corner, huh?
It's like go to a beer festival in October and, you know, drop stupid money on a new beer toy. Like, I'll just figure out a way to live.
I'll persevere. Speaking of douches on the internet that found a way to persevere, Sean, apparently James Gunn getting hired to write and direct Suicide Squad kind of got Marvel in a tizzy.
Yeah, it did. I bet it did.
Because when he gets done directing, and when he's done directing Suicide Squad, they invited him to come back to direct Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Mm-hmm. He learned his lesson.
Yeah.
Can we get him back? We can't have him. DC's already too far down in the hole, man. We can't, like, lose somebody really good and have them, like, bring life back to DC.
Or is it like, can we bring James Gunn back now? Well, he's served his punishment. He's directing a DC comic book movie. That seems punishment enough.
With how those movies go, man, jeez. I mean,
I don't know, man. I heard, I haven't seen it yet, but I heard Shazam is actually pretty good. I don't know why they put it to be released in the middle of Captain Marvel and the Avengers movie.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it's a big, if big was a superhero movie.
Got you. This is where the little kid turns into him, right?
Yes.
Gotcha.
And yeah, I was hanging out with my dad, and we were talking about Captain Marvel, and he was like, I don't know why they had to make the character a woman. And I'm like, well, she's been a woman in the comics. And he was like, he has? And then come to find out, he was talking about DC's Captain Marvel, not Marvel's Captain Marvel.
Yeah, which, it's very confusing if you don't know.
Especially if you're old. Yeah, you're old and don't read comics.
Oh.
So the Fox-Disney merger officially took place.
Okay.
And everyone was rejoicing until they weren't rejoicing, and then they got upset because they laid off 4,000 employees.
I mean, I imagine they just were like, here's all these properties. Now our people will manage them. We no longer need you. Like,
I'm sure there was like, they don't need 40 IT people or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure there was a lot of redundancies and like overlay in the jobs where they don't need that many people.
Yeah.
And I don't know why the people that were all rejoicing about the two companies merging didn't think this was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I seem This seems to be like a thing that always happens with merges. Like, so, people are generally going to, you know, lose their job, and the person that acquired is going to probably stick around.
Right. So, I mean, I'm sure they'll find jobs in other studios, hopefully, but you can't be that shocked. You can't do the shocked Pikachu face when you hear that people got laid off.
No, not at all. I mean, it sucks to hear, but, I mean, there's really not much for anybody to do.
No, but on the good news, man, I finally got to see Academy Award-winning movie Into the Spider-Verse.
I have not watched Into the Spider-Verse.
It's really good. Like, they do, you know, they have, you know, Spider-Gwen, and they have the Miles Morales. They have two different Peter Parkers.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the Spider-Man Noir character, okay, who's voiced by Nicolas Cage.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Like, this movie is over the top, but not in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
And one cool thing they do is, like, every time they kind of introduce a new spider person,
mm-hmm,
they'll do a flashback, quick synopsis of who they are, how they became spider person, and their little bit of their backstory.
Okay.
And so, they got, like, the Kingpin is in it, you know, you got, the Viper, yeah, I think, it, yeah, there's a bunch of, like, a bunch of different villains, basically, not quite the Sinister Six, but, Doc Ock's in it. I don't know, man, it's just, it's definitely worth a watch, especially if you're even mildly interested in, the spider people characters.
Okay. No,
it's,
I mean,
it's a much better,
I was gonna say, it definitely looked fun, like, it looked like it'd be, pretty funny to watch.
Right, the animation is really cool. Like, it's kind of trippy the way they do it. And they kind of draw each character to fit the universe that they came from, right? So they're, mm-hmm, all kind of drawn a little different. But yeah, so the way they interact, just the interactions and, like, the different, the two, even the two different Peter Parkers and the different Aunt Mays, it, definitely, it's, they really pay an homage to the comics and actually what, you know, Spider-Man's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, there's a Stan Lee cameo in it.
Of course there is.
Because I think this actually came out before he passed away, because this was out in December.
Gotcha. Okay. When, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Is it, because he's animated too, right?
Yes.
Nice.
And he basically has, like, a similar speech that he gave in the first Spider-Man movie with Tobey Maguire.
Doesn't he give him, like, a motivational speech or something?
Yes.
It's been a long time since I watched it.
Yes. Basically, he gives him a motivational speech. And so he does something similar to that with a little twist on it.
Gotcha.
But then, you know, I also watched Fantastic Beasts, Crimes of Grindelwald.
Mm-hmm. Oh, which, yeah. See, I didn't watch that one. It looked pretty interesting. I didn't know where they were going to go with it, though.
Right. And it's you can definitely tell that it's the second movie of five.
Oh,
that
is it really?
They're basically just, yes, there's going to be five Fantastic Beasts movies.
Oh, boy.
And it kind of shows that they're just kind of making things up because, you know, J.K. Rowling has just been tweeting things about how just certain characters are now gay or trans. And that apparently Dumbledore and Grindelwald had passionate, hot, steamy sex at Hogwarts.
I mean, yeah, that's the... Yeah, that is definitely a little weird. Because I think they I think in the seventh book, like, you know, they do talk about his past a little bit, but... Yeah, it's gotten, like, super crazy. Like, there was a lot of memes coming out about J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, one of my favorites was they're talking about how if Finding Nemo was actually correct, biologically correct, that Nemo's dad would turn into a female and would try to mate with Nemo. And then they had SpongeBob and Patrick as like J.K. Rowling and like looking through binoculars, like, write that down, write that down. And like, you know, somebody tweeted at her about, it's like, you know, was talking about how it's like, yeah, you know, all my characters are gay. Are you going to put that in the books? Oh, no, no, but they're gay. Just trust me. They're gay. They gay. But, and another controversy that this movie kind of was surrounded with was everyone wanted them to fire Johnny Depp as Grindelwald.
Why?
Because allegations from his ex-wife Amber Heard came out that he was abusive.
Mm. Oh yeah, that's right. Because we talked about this, and then did we talk about it?
We talked about the abusive part, but we didn't talk about the M. Night Shyamalan twist that happened.
Yeah, because he like provided footage and stuff, and like she abuses like him. He never even did anything.
Right. There's two separate police officers, a litany of neutral third party witnesses, and 87 surveillance camera videos. And it's like Amber Heard just like, yeah, he hit me, and everyone's like, fire his ass. And it's like, I have 87 videos, and it's like, do you have anything else? Well, I have witnesses. Police?
Got those too. Damn it. What do we do? But, what do we do?
Right, because there was one picture that was like super like pressed around where she had like bruises and stuff, and they're like, oh yeah, that's just makeup.
I know, it's terrible.
But and it's funny in a sad way, not a funny haha way, that as soon as it came out, everyone was like, fire Johnny Depp from everything, because, I mean, he got replaced in Pirates. Like, they're doing a new Pirates movie, but he's not cast in it.
Wow. I wonder if Disney's like, can we fix this?
Right.
Can we rewrite it, get him back in?
Because people still think that, you know, like, I was reading a post from WonderCon, and someone's like, I feel bad for anyone cosplaying as Jack Sparrow. And it's like, you mean because it's hot or because of the Johnny Depp thing? I'm confused. But after it came out that she was the abuser and all this stuff, Aquaman was to be released, and no one once made any comments about her being pulled from Aquaman or that Aquaman should reshoot the scenes with her in it or anything like that, because, I don't know, whammon?
I don't know. It's definitely doesn't help the cause, though.
No, it does not. Believe all women, unless they're lying, then you don't believe them, but only after the effect.
Man, yeah. I mean, how was his performance? I assume it was, because that's my curious part, because he kind of, like, you know, is at the end of the first one, and you're just like, oh my god, like, what the hell? And then you kind of start to see what goes on.
I'm going to steal a line from a different review podcast that I heard about this movie, and I completely agreed with it, was that it didn't feel like Johnny Depp, like, in a costume. Does that make sense? Like, you see, like, with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or even Jack Sparrow, like, oh, that's Johnny Depp being Johnny Depp in a costume.
Yeah.
He actually was Grindelwald and very, like, charismatic when he delivers his speech and stuff. Like, you can definitely, like, understand why people are following him, and it's very convincing.
So gotcha.
The director did a very good job.
Nice.
Speaking of directors doing good jobs, man, there's another movie I watched, Mortal Engines.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one where, like, the cities are basically driving around.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize that came out.
It's been out for a while.
Oh, boy.
But it came out, like, at the end of last year, I think. But all the promotional material about it was from the people that brought you Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so it's, like, produced by Peter Jackson, but the director is one of the, basically, special effects guys from Lord of the Rings. It's kind of an interesting story. Like, it's kind of like, oh, what the hell is that Zack Snyder movie with the girls in the mental institution? Too bad we don't have a way to look that up. But my point is, it kind of reminded me of a Zack Snyder movie or even like Sin City, where it's very stylized and looks very good, but there's not a lot to it necessarily.
Gotcha.
I mean, this is a good movie. It's just, it's not great.
Yeah.
But the special effects, the cities and everything, it looks really good.
Okay. No, it definitely had, the picture looked really good on it. It looked very interesting.
I mean, the concept is cool. It has, Hugo Weaving, who's pretty much been in, a lot of British nerd movies. He was in V for Vendetta, and he was also in, Lord of the Rings, and he was in, The Matrix.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, if you have nothing else to watch, I guess watch it. Some of the scenes are pretty cool, but I don't know. It's nothing, like, it's not like a news story per se. You know, person finds out where they don't, that thinks they belong somewhere else, and then they find out that they, what they did is wrong, or, you know, or like they want to get revenge and come to find out they're the one that can save the day because of something that was given to them years ago by the person that died that they're seeking revenge for.
Pretty much.
Oh, man. But, I hope everyone's enjoying our all movies extravaganza.
It is.
With a little bit of beer.
A little bit of beer. Grab a beer.
Yeah.
And watch some movies.
Yes. So
cinematic adventures.
I wrote this one down just because I watched A Star Is Born.
Mm-hmm.
With starring and directed by Bradley Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam Elliott and Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
I will say, if you want to see a full frontal Lady Gaga,
mm-hmm.
This is the movie for you, Sean. It's a brief moment, but still, it's there.
Oh boy,
it's not quite as good as the Kate Winslet booby scene in Titanic, where she's just there for like half the movie topless. But there's a scene where she's like in the bathtub and stands up as Bradley Cooper's closing the door. So,
gotcha.
But, so, the other reason I wrote this on here was because it's just funny how everyone kind of freaked out about, oh my god, this movie's so amazing, so original movies, Hollywood should make more original movies like this, except that this is the fourth time that this movie has been made.
Gotcha.
Like, it was originally made, like in the 30s, and then it's been remade three times since, counting this one.
And sometimes it just has to happen.
Right. I guess apparently it's been long enough that people forgot about the other ones so that they can say it's an original movie.
Exactly. Only a few people will remember.
And the song from it like was nominated, and I believe it won the Academy Award, Shallow.
For best song.
For best song. It's become pretty memeified, and even to the point where this last week, two wrestlers performed it on one of the WWE shows before one of them... before the one playing guitar double-crossed the one not playing guitar and smashed him over the back of the head.
Is that foreshadowing for the movie? Like, is somebody going to betray the other one?
But there's no guitar smashing over the head.
Oh, got you. That's a little disappointing.
Yeah, I know, man. There's a lot of drugs, though. And Lady Gaga Bush.
That's fair.
And then, final movie, Sean, before we get into... trailer breakdowns, because everyone loves trailer breakdowns.
Aren't we supposed to do trailers then watch the movie? Why is it
no?
Why are we staying for the previews?
I know, right? It's the bonus themes. But I watched Ralph Breaks the Internet, Sean. Okay. Have you seen it, Wreck-It Ralph?
I've seen Wreck-It Ralph, but I did not see Ralph Breaks the Internet because I don't watch movies, I guess.
No, apparently you don't. you just wistfully look at things you ordered online, waiting for it to ship because it's on back order.
I just sit out and just look for the UPS man to stop.
Yes.
One day like he'll stop at my house.
Have you had more UPS men stop at your house or policemen, Sean?
I think UPS.
But only by a slight margin?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't had cops show up looking for more other neighbors?
No, I haven't had. Luckily, I haven't had any issues with that.
Anymore?
Pretty much.
So, basically the premise is the arcade that they're in, finally, after all these years, gets the Wi-Fi.
Yes.
So the little old man's setting up the internet, and he has one of those old, like, blue Apple computers. the colored ones.
Yeah.
From like the 2000s.
No, I remember. It was like
covered in dust. But there's a couple scenes in the movie that aren't in the, I mean, the trailer that aren't in the movie. But the ones that are, like, even the seeing some of the stuff from the princesses that are in the trailer is pretty funny. And they add to it. That scene's actually pretty long. And
oh, really? It. Oh, okay.
Gal Gadot has a pretty major role in it as a character from a video game. They basically just... It's almost more adult than I thought it would be, because they kind of show some of the dark side of the interwebs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, Ralph becomes YouTube famous.
Oh, geez.
And he's, like, trying to get more people to watch it, and he ends up going into the comment section.
Oh, boy. You'd never go to the comment section.
That's what I said. Jody's like, what? And I said, you don't read the comments. And then, sure enough, the character that was looking for him and sees him in there, and he's all sad. He's like, rule number one of the internet, don't read the comments.
Pretty much. It definitely, I didn't, like, it really felt like it was going to be, like, a really, like, it wasn't, it seemed like it wasn't going to be as fun as the first movie, though. Like, it seemed like it was going to be of a stretch for a story.
Actually, like, and this is weird, because sometimes trailers give you everything.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes trailers, like, barely tell you anything at all about the movie, or tell you the wrong story. And this one, the trailer didn't give anything away at all.
Gotcha.
Like, nothing. It's kind of, it was actually pretty refreshing to actually watch this movie and be like, I have no idea what's going on.
Fair enough.
So what really happens is, no.
Long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away,
there was this white, fuzzy cave-dwelling thing that captured our hero, Luke Skywalker.
The Skyrim intro starts up.
I saw this video. It was on the subreddit Contagious Laughter.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was, like, loaded up Skyrim, and he forgot that he had some mods on. And apparently there's a Thomas the Tank Engine mod where, like, the dragon turns into Thomas the Tank. And, like, he had forgot about it, apparently, because he's sitting there, like, he's being captured, and it's like they're going to decide what to do with his character. And all of a sudden you hear a choo-choo in the back, and the character's like, what? Did you hear a sound? And he just loses it and starts laughing. And it's like, I don't know. It was nothing. Maybe the wind. And then a couple minutes, choo-choo. I heard it again.
The mods are pretty fun. I know when I was playing, I re-bought Skyrim for my Xbox One, and they added mods to it. So I turned on a few, you know, just a couple enhancing ones. But one of the things I liked is that you could do an alternate story, like alternate beginning. So you could actually just, like, not just, you know, come to and be like, oh no, I'm a prisoner, you know. There's all sorts of different things. And then based off those, like, intros, like, you start with different gear and whatnot at the beginning.
Okay, yeah, and I know there's a ton of them. I know I have a guy that I play Final Fantasy 14 with. He was playing with the mods, and I would give him shit because the mods would crash his PC sometimes.
Yeah, you definitely have to be careful with, like, how many... I think you could only pick, like, a couple, and then you just need to give up at that point.
Right, so basically I would give him shit because I was like, yeah, man, I've never had that problem with my console, hashtag console master race. And he's like, yeah, but you don't get to use any mods. And I'm like, and I don't have any crashes, so it's a fair trade.
Oh, very true, very true.
So Game of Thrones isn't the only epic, majestic show going into its final season, Sean. I was flipping around on the cable like the old man that I am, and I came across a commercial for My Little Pony's Friendship is Magic final season, Sean.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
And the reason I bring this up is because they, like, bit hard into the Game of Thrones-esque vibe. Like, the trailer, like, the little trailer they did.
Yeah.
The graphics, the music, everything is like straight out of the Game of Thrones final season trailer. Like the how everything was like that black with the like the white writing and
yeah,
the basically similar words and the font.
Jeez, man, those bronies are gonna be super excited.
I know, man. I don't know what they're gonna be jacking off harder to, the final season of ponies or Khaleesi's titties.
They want to mix Game of Thrones. I think they want to take all the characters out of My Little Pony and make it into Game of Thrones, and then they'll just lose it. Mind blown.
Exactly. But I thought it was actually a pretty nice touch, because apparently they're acknowledging that, you know, even if the kids are their target demographic, that, you know, the bronies are watching it and the parents of the kids are probably watching it. So throw them a little Easter egg that the kids aren't going to get.
Pretty much. Oh, man. That's funny.
So, I learned about a new movie just today, Sean, and that's why I sent you the trailer.
You did. I didn't realize that the trailer saga was going to explode so hard today.
Well, because we didn't talk about trailers, so like actually quite a few decent trailers for movies came out. And so this one is called The Dead Don't Die. It's supposed to come out in June. It's a zombie comedy. So would you call it a zombity? Or a combi?
A zombity? I think a zombity.
A zombity?
Yeah.
But I just saw the poster like on Reddit, and I saw the cast, and so I'm like, wait, I gotta watch this. So it has Adam Driver and Bill Murray as police officers. It has Chloe Sevigny also as like a deputy. Selena Gomez, Steve Buscemi, Tilda Swinton, Rosie Perez, Danny Glover, Carol Kane, Iggy Pop, Tom Waits, and the RZA.
Yeah, there's all sorts of just random people in this movie.
And it's pretty funny because, like, it starts off, there's an attack at a diner, and the police show up, and they're like, it looks like an animal attack. And someone else is like, yeah, it looks like an animal attack. And Adam Driver's like, nah, man, zombies.
They just, like, look at him like he's an idiot.
And they're like, this isn't going to end well.
It was pretty funny. I did get a couple chuckles out of it.
I guess Bill Murray got his appetite whetted by starring in being in the first Zombieland, but dying right away.
Yeah, exactly. He was just like waiting for the right script to come along.
You want to do another zombity?
I'm just surprised he actually like is going to be a main character in the movie.
I know. Usually he's, and no, it's not directed by. Oh, what's his name? The guy that did like Rushmore and all those other movies that Bill Murray stars in.
No, I don't know. You're asking too much of me.
Fantastic Mr. Fox. I bet people are yelling at me right now. I love listening to other people talk about. I bet people know, and they're telling me that Wes Anderson. There you go. I remembered it on my own.
Didn't look that up at all.
Wes Anderson. Yeah, I'm surprised he's not directed or produced or something like that by Wes Anderson, because he's usually the only one that gets Bill Murray to put pants on to leave the house.
He has dirt on Bill Murray. That's why Bill Murray listens.
Well, you know what? Here's a quote from Bill Murray. It's a zombie movie. He has written a zombie script that's so hilarious, and it has a cast of great actors. Rosie Perez, Daniel Craig, but I think Daniel Craig might have been replaced by Adam Driver. It's titled Dead Don't Die, and it shoots over the summer, but no, I will not play a zombie.
He's like, I ain't wearing any of that makeup. Like, F that. I ain't got time for this.
Exactly. So yeah, that was... you can pause right now, watch that trailer, and then continue to catch the next trailer, which is The Good Boys, directed by and written by Seth Rogen.
It's pretty ridiculous. It definitely feels like, you know, a Seth Rogen movie. Like, a couple guys... Well, they're kids this time. A couple kids, three that are friends, you know, doing stupid shit. Like, trying to get ahead in life.
It's basically, like, Super Bad, but set in junior high.
Exactly.
With, like, more dildo jokes.
they smell like ass.
Oh, yeah. They find anal beads and are like, look, it's a necklace or something like that. And it's like, this smells like shit. And at the beginning of the trailer, you know, for the red band, he comes on and he's like, guys, I know you were in the movie, but you can't watch the trailer. And they're like, what? Yeah, you know, you can say the words and you can be in the movie, but you can't watch the trailer. And one of the kids is like, that's fucked up. And he's like, you're right, it is fucked up. I mean, you can say that.
We now, can't watch the movie.
You still can't watch the trailer.
That was pretty funny. I was laughing at that. It was pretty ridiculous.
And then we got the last trailers for the Dark Phoenix, which is going to be the last movie that Fox puts out before handing over the properties officially to Disney / Marvel / Star Wars.
Yeah, it looks interesting. I'm excited to watch it. I mean, it's pretty tense. Like, you know, when Magneto starts turning into a good guy, you know shit's gotten real.
Yeah, the one big problem I have is that Mystique's makeup kind of looks ridiculous because Jennifer Lawrence is like, yeah, I'm not wanting to sit in that shitty chair anymore.
Yeah.
Which is why she was basically herself the last couple movies, is because she didn't want to put all that makeup on.
Yeah.
So, but I guess I understand. The one actress from Game of Thrones is playing Jean Grey / Dark Phoenix.
Yep.
Have you seen some of the stuff that's been coming out with her and the other actress that they become like BFFs?
Which one?
The one from Game of Thrones?
No, I didn't see any of that.
So there's one, and it was like on set or whatever, and they're like doing a line or whatever, and then they like embrace, and then they go to kiss, uh-huh. And then they look at the camera and just like start laughing, like they know that's what everybody wants. Like the short little like brunette girl is the one.
Oh, the one that plays like her sister?
I think so, maybe, yes.
Gotcha.
But I know they become like BFFs.
Yeah, I mean they have
some of filming.
Yeah, they definitely do. I mean, I know they didn't really film together for like for a season or two, but I mean they definitely like you know, they definitely felt like they did a good job, like sensing, like in the beginning, like she was the spoiled, like older sister, you know, here's the younger sister that's kind of like a tomboy that doesn't want to get all pretty, wants to like, you know, shoot arrows and stuff. And of course, you know, if you don't know, shit happens. And so their family is like, gets all split up and it gets crazy. But, you know, their scenes get very intense as the girls have, you know, gotten older through the story, you know, and they have their own opinions, you know, they've been away from each other. So I could definitely see how they've grown, because like, you know, to fake fight with somebody, you know, you have to get some feeling into it.
Right. And that's one of the problems with, or benefits, I guess, depending on your story, is working with kids is they get older. Because I know they came out with a Stranger Things trailer for the third season.
Yep.
And people are, like, ridiculously legit upset that the kids are older.
Like, what do you want?
Yeah. Well, maybe they should just do with those kids like they do with gymnasts and just, like, give them hormones and stuff or whatever to stop their
growth,
stop puberty, so that they're like 25 and look like they're 11 still.
Exactly.
But, you know, kind of similar, I guess, in vein of Dark Phoenix, where the hero isn't the hero.
Mm-hmm.
Again, throwing out there from the person that made Guardians of the Galaxy, a movie called Brightburn.
Wait, the person that made Guardians?
You're
not talking about... It's not James, but who is it?
Well, James Gunn produced it.
Got you.
But it's written and directed by two of his brothers. That's not Sean.
Okay.
Not the guy that's in Guardians of the Galaxy with him that also did the mocap for Rocket.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so this movie looks interesting. Basically, it's what if Superman wasn't a good guy?
Dude, that's what it totally felt like.
Like, it's this little kid, he's getting bullied, and he just starts using his superpowers to murder people.
Yeah, I mean, he has like this. He has like all the powers. Like it. I mean, I didn't even know anything about it, and I watched it, and I was just like, "Dude, this is like literally if Superman was a villain."
Right. And that was kind of what the whole point was, is like, what if your hero isn't a hero? I think one of my favorite parts in the trailer is like the dad's rolling up to the farm in his truck and the kid's just like hovering. And the dad's like, nope, fuck this. And he tries to leave. He's like, nope, no, no, nope, nope. I'm out. I'm going. Because it's like, what would you do if your kid was floating?
I just hope at the end, like, Batman just comes in and curb stomps this little bitch-ass kid and kills him.
Or at least a version of Batman. Or what if there's a version of Batman, but he's also evil, and then that leads to a sequel, and they turn out better than the Justice League movies, and Batman versus Superman. Instead of Batman versus Superman, it's Batman murdering the world with Superman.
The evil Batman, his name is Moon Knight, just so you know. So that can't be a that's
It's
not
not
true.
Owl, it's not Owlman. It's not Man Bat.
It's Moon Knight.
No, you didn't say shitty Batman. You said evil.
That's fair.
But yeah, so that looks pretty good. I think I'm gonna have to check that one out. Another one. Apparently, recently Quentin Tarantino announced he's gonna do 10 movies and be done.
He has 10 more movies, or he's like
No,
on
he's
his.
gonna do a total of 10 movies.
Really?
So he has a new movie coming out called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and ever since he announced his 10 movie plan, this one being the first one, has that this is his ninth movie.
Got you.
And it releases in July.
Got you. We'll see what happens.
But it basically it's like takes place in like the it's like the dichotomy in Hollywood between like the old of like the 60s, where you still kind of had those old Western actors trying to hang on to and get whatever movies roles they could, and getting the newer Hollywood. And it even kind of has touches on the Manson murders,
Gotcha.
because it has Leonardo DiCaprio's in it as a Western actor.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt plays his stunt double.
Yeah.
Margot Robbie plays Sharon Tate. Dakota Fanning plays Squeaky Frome, who was one of the members of the Manson family. Bruce Dern is in it. Emile Hirsch, Luke Perry. This is his final movie that he's going to be in. Nicholas Hammond. He was in the old television Spider-Man TV show. He was Spider-Man. Timothy Oliphant. I don't know, man. It's Quentin Tarantino movie. Oh, Rumor Willis. I guess Bruce might be in it because he's in all of his movies. And I'm
Yeah.
sure Tim Roth, Kurt Russell, Michael Madsen, basically the who's who of Tarantino movies. There's like 50 names that are just like additionally,
Gotcha.
like they're not even like just cameos or walk-ons or something.
Yeah.
But it looks pretty good, man. I mean, it's a Tarantino movie, so I don't see what's going to go wrong with it.
It'll be 3 hours and it'll take a long time to get through.
Let's see. What is the runtime on it? Oh, they don't have the runtime on it. I don't know if they know that yet, if they've announced
They're
it,
probably
but
still recording.
right. Well, because they just barely released the end time for another movie that we'll be discussing later. Teasers.
Spoilers.
But the next movie is a Netflix original movie, which I didn't realize until recently, but it's called The Unicorn Store.
Yeah, I was watching it and I just kind of laughed because Samuel Jackson's in it and I'm just like, is this doesn't seem like the Avengers. This is a very weird Avengers movie.
Right. Well, it's like more like Captain Marvel because it also has Brie Larson, and Brie Larson is actually smiling, which apparently, according to people that saw the posters for Captain Marvel, said she was incapable of doing.
Oh, a superhero is doing a serious pose and oh, sorry. I
She'd
didn't
be pretty if
realize
she
the
smiled, right?
Yeah, I didn't realize that she's supposed to smile while she's watching her friends and family be in danger.
Exactly. But like the premises looks interesting. Like basically she's, an adult that has no plans for the future and just starts off with her just kind of lying on the couch, and then she gets a job at a temp agency, and then she somehow gets this magical invitation to go to the dream store where Samuel L. Jackson has a big fro and a pink suit.
Yeah, he does.
I think I want to get that suit, man. That suit was pretty badass.
Dude, you only wear shorts.
Well, then I'll go Angus Young style. get a suit with short pants. No, I wear pants when I have to. When it's event appropriate.
Gotcha.
But you know, when we talked about Captain Marvel, and there was something that I wanted to say, but I couldn't remember, and it would come back to me later.
Yep.
It did, Sean. And there was that picture where it was like Tom Holland and Brie Larson comparing their butts in their costumes.
Gotcha.
It's funny how, like, based on that one picture, everyone's like talking about how for Captain Marvel they got a actress or somebody to be a butt stunt double for her.
Jeez.
As opposed to maybe believing that picture could have been photoshopped.
I know, right?
Which, I mean, if they photoshopped it, I only hope they photoshopped her butt, or because that Tom Holland butt was pretty nice, man. It made me question a few things.
Oh man!
But yeah, actually, so that the Unicorn Store trailer releases on April 5th. So if you're listening to this, it's already available on Netflix.
When does it come out?
April 5th.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I believe you. Oh, I guess it does. Yeah, if you're listening. Yeah, I guess you're right. Once this podcast is released, you are now available to watch it.
Yes.
You should watch it and tell Danny what you think, because I probably won't watch it. Because I don't watch movies, it turns out.
No, you don't. And the next one, man. I put this one on. I almost didn't, but the trailer is way better than it deserves to be, Sean. They're actually making a Dora the Explorer movie, people.
I know, isn't that ridiculous? I will say, though, I did not see anything in the trailer for Swiper. Maybe he's the evil man. He's like the evil boss.
Maybe. And they have to at least at one point during their adventures pull out a map.
Probably. Map? Like, they're like, what the hell is she doing? Map!
They spent the whole trailer, like, because basically her parents are going to go do a super adventure and she can't come along.
Yep.
Oh, and her dad is Michael Pena and her mom is Eva Longoria. But Michael Pena just, it was in a little bit of the trailer they showed him, is just went full Michael Pena.
It's literally like, they took the character from like Ant-Man and was like, all right, so I want you to be him, but this time you're like a father. Okay. Right. And like literally just does the same shit. Like, I feel like that's how like they recruited him, and that's how they told him to read his lines.
Because he's definitely not like that when he's in End of Watch or Shooter. He can actually be a serious actor. He's like John C. Reilly. The Mexican, yeah. John C. Reilly. But I don't know, man. Like, one of the comments I read about this was that this movie looks way better than the stupid Kim Possible movie that they did for Disney Channel that was straight to made-for-TV Disney movie.
They tried to hide it?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And the actress they got, she's been in a few movies, and actually she did some voice, like for one of the made-for-TV Dora the Explorer movie, she did a voice.
Okay.
But here's a little bit might make you proud, Sean. She was born in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh boy, look at her go!
And she's almost 18, Sean.
So what?
You can just keep Mike away from her for a few years, and she'll be too old for him.
Oh my god! Poor Bud. That's funny. I really like how like there's like a lot of comments like. Like, you know, there's in the trailer, like, she's supposed to be, like, you know, this jungle explorer. So, like, she goes to school, and I don't know what fucking school she's going to, but it must be, like, some school in the hood of, like, LA or something. Because there's, like, metal detectors and security guards, like, wanding high schoolers down. It was like, what the, where is this going? This story makes no sense.
Well, I think that's and then, more like, high schools than you think, Sean. We're just old.
I guess so. And then, like, Diego's just like, this is high school, like, acting, like, is, like, you know, nothing like the character in the TV show.
Yeah, he's like, this is high school. He's like, it's not the jungle. Everything here is a matter of life or death.
Like, somebody pulls out dynamite out of her bag. I'm just like, where, why, Tor doesn't have dynamite? Like,
well, I mean, I guess they're trying to, that's one thing, because they could have also cast her as being 8 years old, and that would have just been weird to have an 8 year old, like, roaming the jungles by herself.
Yeah, true.
So they made it, like, more, I guess, realistic, but still, like, campy without being too silly.
Yeah, I just can't wait to see a fox with a scarf on.
Well, I guess the bad guy, hopefully the bad guy at least has a scarf in the middle of the jungle.
Hopefully. We'll see. We'll have to see. If there's no Swiper, that movie is, like, terrible.
Right. No Swiper and at least one map reference. Oh, man. But then, that brings us to John Wick, Chapter 3, Sean.
So many chapters.
This one you might be interested to watch. Because one of the actors is Lance Reddick.
Uh-huh.
He also did the voice actor of Silence in Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh, gotcha.
And somebody that you probably talk to on a regular basis, Commander Zavala.
Nice. No, I remember they do the same voice.
So he's basically the what's his name? The guy that does Bob and Archer.
Pretty much.
So how do you that's still my favorite Comic-Con moment, was that person was like, so how do you, basically she wanted to ask, how do you get the motivation to, like, do the different characters using the same voice, and someone's like, I get it, I can't act. Stop talking, you're just digging the knife in deeper.
Exactly.
But I don't know, man. I mean, the first one was, like, kind of was cool because it was just Keanu Reeves just going after and just, like, killing everybody, and then the second one they brought in more assassins, and then the third one they're just fucking bringing them all in.
Yeah, that is true. It just, like, turns into, like, a giant weird assassin party.
Yes, where everyone's, instead of him being, like, the hunter, he's the hunted.
Yeah,
they actually on a couple, like, last week was International Pencil Day, and they posted a thing and it was like, Happy International Pencil Day, and they had a pencil.
Yeah.
Where it was, like, the tip was, like, bloody, and it was, like, dripping down the edge of the pencil. Because of the story in the first one where he killed, like, 5 people with 1 pencil.
Jeez.
But, yeah, so, I mean, it's John Wick. You're probably going to watch it. You don't need us to tell you to. Either you're going to watch it or you're not. Right? I mean, like, if you haven't seen 1 or 2, then you're probably not going to watch 3, but you should.
That's a fair statement right there.
And then finally, Sean, we're going to end with the end game.
I didn't know this show was going to end.
It's a show that never ends. It just goes on and on, my friends.
No! Why me?
So, they've released quite a few trailers. But I kind of noticed some of the footage overlapped, and I'm also skeptical because Marvel is the king of putting shit in movie in trailers that isn't in the movie.
Yeah.
And so the Russo brothers came out and said everything that you see in the trailer takes place in the first 25 minutes of the movie.
Oh, wow.
Even to the point where, like, apparently there's a line in Thor Ragnarok where he's, like, making fun of, like, getting a new uniform, and he's like, what, are you going to make it, like, white and red? And then there's a scene where the remaining Avengers are walking, like, that one's base movie where they're walking in slow motion that they rip off, like, in every other movie.
Yeah.
But they're wearing white and red and black suits.
Yep. That's pretty funny.
But that's pretty cool that that they're not, like, basically, you're going to watch the first 25 minutes of a movie that they've announced the runtime at 182 minutes, Sean.
That is a long-ass movie.
they're talking about putting an intermission in there, and Lord of the Ring fans are like, "Oh, that's cute. You can't make it."
I think that's genius. No, I mean, I think they should all do that. If your movie is like over 2.5 hours, there should be like a 10-minute intermission.
Right. Because
like,
I know
I super I legit at- like agree. Like I don't care about these Lord of the Rings fans. What?
They're gatekeeping.
Yeah, and their stupid ass walking movie about trees that walk.
And short people that walk and tall people that walk and old people that walk and dwarves that walk and humans that walk.
Exactly. Jesus.
Well, I never knew. Get the birds and fly the.
Yeah, right? What, can Dumbledore can get the fucking eagles early just to fucking, like, dive bomb it past the eagle right into the volcano? Could have ended the whole fucking movie a lot sooner.
The other one I saw was just give it to Legolas and let him, like, strap it to an arrow and launch it into the volcano.
Right?
With the arrow.
Oh.
But one of the things that have been coming out of the movie is Ant-Man is going to save the day, Sean.
Yes, there's so many memes about Ant-Man. I can't believe it.
Shrinking down, climbing into Thanos' ass, and then expanding. One of them I saw was like, apparently you guys didn't watch the first one. He's supposed to go climb into his ear, because you're always supposed to go for the head. And I was like, all right, that to be fair, that one's actually pretty good.
Yes.
But to the point where even the Russo brothers tweeted, look, dude, Ant-Man is not climbing in anyone's ass.
That's how bad it was. The memes were so strong that there had to be a public announcement that that's not a thing.
Official reply.
Yeah. Yes.
So there's, like, different memes of, like, you know, him, like talking, and it's like, hey, guys, what's up? And then they see the plan of, like, Ant-Man, like, a drawing of Ant-Man, like, tiny and an arrow pointing at Thanos' ass. Sit down. We have something to discuss. But I was listening to another podcast, and they're talking about some of the characters they've shown and the different things that might go for phase 2, 3, 4, 5 or whatever they're coming up on.
Gotcha.
That after this movie, maybe they might assemble the Young Avengers.
Take a break from Avengers since now they have to find a bunch of replacements. Like, honestly, like, what does Marvel do after this? Of course they have plans. They're making way too much money off this shit. They can't just stop making money. Disney won't allow it.
Well, because they're at least coming out with another Guardians, and probably definitely going to come out with another Captain Marvel, even though, you know, all those assholes. It was like the Monday after the movie came out, and they're like, oh, the movie dropped this high of a percentage, and it's like, because it's Monday, dumbasses. Or talking about how, like, there's this one, I don't even know what, if it's a website or what, but I've watched like 3 videos where they've gotten like these like confirmed rumors about Captain Marvel. Like, one was that Brie Larson was going to be replaced because everyone hates her. But it was all from like the same website, and it's like, I don't think that source is a credible one. I'm gonna guess no on that.
Pretty much.
Because, like, in the trailer, you see Hawkeye with his daughter, and in the comics, she basically becomes, like, a like Cassie, is her, and she becomes, like, she like a version of Hawkeye. You know, sure, Shuri could be something, like, she might even be, the current, Iron Man, where it was the young college student.
Mm-hmm.
The young black girl that was a college student got the Iron Man suit. Ironheart. There it is. Ironheart. So maybe Shuri could become Ironheart. You know, just interesting fan theories about the Young Avengers. Maybe be part of the next phase. Maybe bring Squirrel Girl. But then, does the Fox acquisition change some of the plans for the future?
Maybe they do start. Maybe they rebuild and relaunch with, you know. Now they could actually have a crazy-ass villain named Doctor Doom actually do some cool shit.
Right, like have a decent Fantastic Four movie?
I don't know if we'll get that, but we'll see. I
mean, they'll never do one as good as The Incredibles. but that's coming out at the end of... And that's coming out in May. So...
No, I mean, yeah, it's, I think it's, it, I know it comes up soon, but I mean, I mean, it's like the big conclusion, Danny. Like, it almost seems like there's a big, like, mystery on what's next. I mean, like you said, there's a couple, like, smaller movies coming, but I don't think we really know what's after Avengers Endgame.
Right, and I was wrong. It's not. I thought it was the beginning of May, but it's the end of April. April 26th. That's his official release date.
Oh boy, we have like 25 more days to go.
Exactly.
Spoiler, in case you were doing the math on when we record.
Yes. Well, you already started the show by saying it was April Fool's Day, so you ruined that a long time ago.
You're right.
April
April
Fools. We're not
Fools,
recording.
fools.
April Fools. We're not recording on April Fools.
Fuckers. Gotcha good.
Gotcha. Super good. I saw it was like all these people talking about like how you should or shouldn't do April Fool's jokes, and it's like lying to someone isn't an April Fool's joke, or a life pro tip that a good April Fool's joke, the victim should also laugh.
Maybe the victim should just cry in shame and stop listening to this podcast, but you know, that's
Too
just
late.
me. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know, man. Like, some of those YouTube videos where, like, they do shit and then almost get punched in the face. And, like, it's just a prank, bro. And it's like, yeah, but you still deserve to get punched in the face.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching one. It was this little kid. He was probably, like, 10-ish, he might, plus or minus 3 years.
Yeah.
But he was, like, walking through a mall with a pair of scissors and cutting people's headphone cables.
Yeah, that's not a prank.
No.
That's a
Like,
that's destroying property.
right. And then like he'll do it and then run off and they're and it's like I stopped watching it because I knew the result that I wanted to have happen wasn't going to happen, where it was just like
Him getting
every
his
single one
ass
of adults was
kicked.
just stomping a mud hole in his ass.
Yeah. It's like you know some of those crazy prank like the ones that have like a lot of money they'll like basically like take somebody's car and then like you know hide it and then do like make like a copy of it whether they get like a whole nother one or just fabricate like a fake one and then they destroy it. It's just like even like that's so fucking intense though. Like
Right,
why like haha joke here's your car just like and be like I don't know if I don't know if I'm laughing after this like crazy emotional roller coaster that I just went on.
but then you have fun ones like when people wire people's horn to the brakes. So whenever they step on their brakes, their horn honks.
Yeah, that would be really annoying. That'd be ridiculous.
Oh man. So
Oh.
happy April Fools, everybody.
Happy
Even
April
though it's
Fools.
post April Fools by the time you hear this.
Exactly. We're just saving you. Now we just have terrible jokes that don't make sense. So
Or
it's not April Fools.
we're early for next year. We're that into April Fools. We're prepping for next year.
That's true. Make sure you check us out on Instagram, Facebook, Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, all those fantastic places. Give us 5 stars. Write 5 stars and just write April Fools. We'll see. I don't think people
Right,
even read
yeah,
the
give
com
us
Nobody
the
reads the
words.
comments. Remember that.
Yeah, give us the words, man. We'll read them. In a serious voice.
This is the greatest show ever.
Exactly.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place.
Have fun, everybody.